and home the peace and blessings of the Almighty God. Thought Muslims that whoever human being is not grateful or cannot show gratitude to his fellow human being equally can also not or will not be in a position to show gratitude to the Almighty God. Number one. Number two, he also taught us that it is incumbent that you assist your brother, regardless of whether that brother of yours is being oppressed or he himself is the oppressor. Your Excellency, distinguished brethren, it's the theme for our coming here this afternoon is these two sayings of this noble prophet. And it is to express our gratitude to Your Excellency for all what You've done for us so far, and to pledge our preparedness to be behind You at Your beck and call anytime, anywhere, for the purposes of service to Mother Ghana. Gratitude because Your Excellency was sworn into office on the 7th of January. And only a week after that, we came pleading with Your Excellency to grace the occasion of our national convention. You did not give it a second thought. You immediately assured me that Amir, I'll be there, I'll not disappoint you. That was exactly the words that you uttered. Then you further insisted and asked me that you've submitted a letter, isn't it? Or do you want me to give you the reply just now to assure you that yes, I will come? Then I said, Your Excellency, your word is enough. I don't need your written confirmation. And indeed, to the surprise of the whole world, but for us, to our sweet surprise, Your Excellency was able to make it to our convention at that critical time when time was one of the most critical but hard to come by commodities with you. Yet, because of the love, because of the affection, because of the leadership qualities in you, the humility, the human-centered spirits in you, you accepted our invitation and came over to grace the occasion. If you see me here this afternoon, with this large following, made up of the National Executive Council members of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Ghana, who are the decision, they form the decision-making body of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission Ghana. You see us here this afternoon. It's not for any lengthy discussions, but just to say thank you to you. And secondly, as I mentioned, to pledge our commitment and support to your cause. And when I say your cause, I mean the cause of Ghana. I've always mentioned, long before now, that Ghana needs the man. It could have been the woman, but Ghana needs the person, and Ghana will certainly get that man. Who that man is, from all that time that I've been making this statement, I dare say, rather I should say, I had no clue as to who that man was or who that man could be. But I've always believed that Ghana, we have not wronged our Lord. We are a bright star of Africa. We've done our best, but our current situation is a situation we do not deserve, taking into consideration our output. The persons, the God-fearing, loyal, humble, hard-working people who constitute the country called Ghana. So I've always believed that God's time is the best, and at God's own sweet time, he will get the man to lead Ghana to the promised land. The only shortcoming we had in the past was a leader. I'm inclined to believe that we have found that leader. Why do I say so? I say it is taking into consideration the convincing way Your Excellency sailed through the recent elections. The convincing, overwhelming endorsement that you received. I remember very well when I see reports from the regions that Your Excellency, in your campaigning, you went to the Upper West Region and you went to the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission and met the executives there. In the report that was sent to me, it was mentioned, the regional secretary wrote to say that what the regional president got up to say was this, that gentlemen, there is every evidence to the fact that this man has something in him. Why? Because this is the third time he has come knocking at our door. That please, give me the chance to serve you. I will serve you in the best possible manner. The first time we did not mind him. The second time we did not listen to him. We should be making a very big, sad mistake if we failed to listen to him. Maybe he's God sent and he has a message for us, and we are depriving ourselves of that favor of the Almighty. I am not making a prophecy. We do not prophesy. I'm only talking out of my conviction, except that Your Excellency would be happy to prove me wrong, which I doubt. So Your Excellency, like I said, we have not, as a community, been able to come to congratulate you since you took over this heavy duty. But even despite the fact that we've not been able to do that formally, you did not hesitate to accept our invitation. This, however, is a good opportunity for us to extend to you those long overdue congratulations for such a wonderful performance at the polls, which has convinced everybody the world over that Ghanaians have overwhelmingly endorsed you, and you have proved a point to the world that Ghana is mature and ready to take over its place once more in the Committee of Nations, particularly among the African countries. Having said this, Your Excellency, we are also here to play the Oliver Twist, in the sense that our international annual convention is scheduled for July in London. And by nature of that convention, dignitaries from all over the world, in countries where we have Ahmadiyya Muslim community well established, are almost always welcome. Traditional religious as well as political leaders. And playing the Oliver Twist here, I mean, we try to suggest that our president should be the number one the first in history. When I say first in history, I mean vice presidents of many countries, including African countries, have attended this convention representing their people. Chiefs, kings, including our own Ufuor, has honored us with his presence. And last year, the National Chief Imam was there. And we would wish our president became the very first head of state, the very first president in the history of Ahmadiyyat to attend this international convention of ours, which is taking place in July 28th, 29th, and 30th. Your Excellency, we are not here to occupy too much of your time. And on this note, therefore, I want to reiterate the effort for our coming, which is to say a very big thank you to you. We're very grateful, very, very grateful. And also to assure you that we are always available, individually and collectively. And I can assure you we have the men, we have the women. And we are in a position also to assist, because we have a community of very, very patriotic Ghanaians who are Ahmadi Muslims. Thank you very much, Your Excellency, and thank you for giving us the hearing. Thank you very much.